This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio, I'm Lizzie Cundy, and I have the most special co-host tonight. Stephen Lang has left me, but I have the most gorgeous woman who's here instead.
Oh.
It's Natalie Nunn!
Hi! I'm so happy to be here, Lizzie!
Oh my God, I was so excited when I knew you were doing this.
And you are so beautiful. I had to tell you that because on Box the other night,
Bit on the side.
You look so beautiful.
Natalie, I don't know about that because I just got off a long flight. You know what that flight like from Maldives?
Oh my God, but you look so pretty.
Got dressed on the plane, in a car, and then out.
Oh my
gosh. But it was good to see you.
You too.
And how are you feeling after Celebrity Big Brother? Are you kind of like back to normality?
Not yet, because I haven't been home, so I haven't seen my husband, so which means I haven't had any sex in a long time.
Oh my God!
Or but I'll be back. I'll be back home soon.
You'll be back. Oh, I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
She'll be back. She's been a very good girl. We've got our first guest, because we've got such a, I can't say, it's a bumper-packed show.
It's a lot. I'm so excited for
Keep
everyone
tuned,
that's here.
Because there's loads of surprises. But our first guest is the gorgeous model, Eunice, and now I'm going to say this surname, Alumit.
Alumit is actually quite good.
Good job, Lizzie.
I'm quite impressed with that, actually.
Thank you, darling.
Not bad at all, but I wouldn't expect anything less from anybody else or as fabulous as you.
Aww, sweet. Yes. Now, Eunice, an amazing model, but now a book writer. Is that correct?
I am. It's all a bit overwhelming, actually.
Yeah.
So the book comes out this Saturday on the 15th, and you can get everywhere, Waterstones, everything.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's quite an interesting journey, just because initially it started off as a blog, which was just as a consequence of getting so many different people through social media asking me questions like, how do you get an agent? What do I wear? Do I wear makeup? Don't I wear makeup? You know, and it was a lot of the time, it was a lot of the same questions. And I was finding I was spending so much time just like trying to reply to everybody. So I ended up writing the blog, which was trending worldwide on Twitter. And then it turned into a book.
And you have no makeup on today, and you look beautiful.
No, I actually never usually wear makeup at all, really, as most models don't really wear makeup.
And
I'm not sure
model,
if you know that.
And I mean, when you go to castings, they don't really want you to wear makeup, do they?
That's why I'm not a model. I love my face beat all day long.
Your face is fabulous.
Thank you so much. That's so
do you know what? I remember going into a casting and I had makeup on, and the girl just came with Nivea and slapped it, went, take it off. And I was like,
oh no, No,
you can only hide behind shades if we're having a really late flight or it's been really hectic. Then you just got your break out your giant sunglasses and that.
So your book is talking about basically how to be a successful model.
100%. I mean, if you go online and you check, there isn't actually any specific practical guides on how to get into fashion. There's so much information. It's like saturation. And a lot of the time, the information's actually quite detrimental and it's misleading. So I think for me, I've been working a lot with this company and in care of this company called Equity. And I realised that actually fashion industry is like one of the biggest industries on the entire planet, like multi-trillion, like loads of money, basically. Yes. And we have no regulation at all, and we have no legislation. So you can imagine something like FIFA, but like 100 times bigger, but with no laws. So there's no law about how much you can be paid, how you should be treated, what happens to you.
Well, I did just recently see, which is so interesting that you're saying that, it was the Victoria's Secret, runway, fashion week, whatever's going on. They actually now have special rooms. I just saw this online like 2 days ago. 18 and under have their own dressing rooms separate from the older people.
Wow.
Because a lot of models are young.
And that's the thing. A lot of us start at about 14, 15.
Wow.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, it's just expected. Like, I'm not saying in regards to minors, because you should, if you have a good agent, you would have a chaperone, and then they would say, well, you know, and good brands, there's a lot of designers out there who are they do care about models, but in many cases nobody gives a damn.
See, like, I thought the model agency
at all.
They don't have a duty of care, really.
I think some of the top agencies, if you're lucky enough to be signed by one, then they are a lot better, but generally speaking, there's nothing at all, and that does also concern large agencies as well. It's just expected of you to just do what you're told whenever it's asked of you, and I don't think that the world's really aware of, like, because people think about models as like, oh well, you're a model, you have to do whatever I say. And actually, what's quite funny in my experience is that actually a lot of the time it's the people in between, or people who are not as established, who actually treat you worse. And I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah.
I think it's because they think we live like this amazing life, but in real, you guys are, you know, brilliant at what you do, and you know how much work goes into that.
Yeah.
So it's the same with fashion, but worse. Like, I compared it, and I don't know how it ended up in the back of my book, to being a professional footballer. So you start really, really young. You get sent off to the middle of nowhere by yourself. You haven't got anything to do other than focusing on that. You might get signed to an agent, you might not. You might get trialled here, you might get trialled there. You might get an agency there, you might not. You might get multiple. And there isn't really any aftercare or support for mental health issues or for any of the things that we go through. And a lot of the time in fashion, people are not getting paid that well. Whether or not you're walking for some of the top brands in the world or not, well, in many cases, if you are, then you will. But again, because there's no regulation, you might have someone in the show that's getting paid nothing. You might have someone in the show that's getting paid,
Very similar to reality television. So
yeah, everyone's different, isn't it?
It's very similar to the reality TV industry. We don't have any rules, regulations. There's no, what we say in America, there's no union. So without there being a union, there's really no like set standards. It's kind of like, you know, whatever they're doing, they do.
Yeah.
But again, what do you have on today? Because your outfit is slaying, honey. your pants, your whole... That's why when I first saw you, I was like, what are those jeans?
You guys, I love you. Do you know what? I think I just got them from Topshop.
They're so cute.
We're loving it.
And these big chunky trainers as well.
Eunice, so I'm loving what you're wearing.
I'm going to have to buy your books. You won't believe this. I did a show on ITV called Our Shirley Valentine's Summer. And when I got out of it, I got signed by Nev's model agency.
Really?
The more mature wonderful lady.
Because you're a cutie pie, I told you, Lizzie.
I don't know about stuff. That. I don't know whether I am. But Eunice, when can we get your book? What's the name, the title? Where can we, we all want to read it.
It's called How to Get Into Fashion, and you can get it at all reputable bookstores, Waterstones, Amazon, Blackwells, and it's out on Saturday. So exciting.
Thank you, Eunice. That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you for coming on FUBA.
I loved it.
And you'll have to come back again when we have less guests, because it is a crazy show today.
Anytime.
And
thank
I
you,
will
Eunice.
Be getting your book for my flight back home.
Fantastic.
I will read it on
and
the
I'll
way home.
See you guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Eunice.
Bye,
now,
bye honey.
Right, we're going to play a quick track because we've got a ton more guests to come in and some
it's
of your
be
friends.
Crazy. No, no.
You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight, a feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done, you will believe God is a woman. I don't wanna waste no time, yeah.
presents.
I am now very excited to be joined in the studio by Carl Faulkner of The View. Is there anyone who you literally just really got completely starstruck by, or like, is there anyone that you wish that you'd met?
I've met Paul McCartney. I was completely starstruck with my hand, mate.
Amazing.
I actually started crying and I had to go to the toilet and like get myself to there.
That is so cool.
I was with Serge from Kasabian and the guy from the member band The Feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
I was with them and they were eating bowls of chili and I was like, stop being chilling, McCartney's in the room. No, really.
Every Wednesday. Joey Page. From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Wow, this is a busy studio, Natalie.
I know, it's a crazy
Is it like
day.
This in your radio station back at home?
Oh my God, I mean, this is, I've done Playboy Radio and stuff, but this is like a fun group. I'm having so much fun here.
It's like Piccadilly Circus in here today, but we've got two more beautiful guests.
Yes.
And it's from the new movie called Dead Ringer.
Oh.
It's a very new, exciting film. And we have Danielle Harold and Amar Adia.
Yes.
Is that good?
Oh, God.
Close enough.
So cute. Congrats on the movie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
so
awesome.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Go on, that's your job. Okay. That's what I bring in.
Well, it's the modern day Prince and the Pauper. So one guy takes another guy's life who he thinks is part of a major boy band. And he doesn't realise, he thinks it's a lavish, marvellous life. Unfortunately, things don't work out to plan and he goes on the run.
Oh,
so
he goes on the
starts
run.
Starts off nice and a bit of action.
God, that is legit.
So, yeah.
I love action movies.
And Danielle over here is his love interest.
Well, I can see that. I can see that.
She's
so
beautiful. She's so cute.
I know.
So, it's so difficult acting, getting into acting. How did you guys start getting into it? Was it drama school or was it, did you...
I've never been to drama school in my life. I'm more of a do it, try it. If it works and you make money off it, do it.
Yeah.
So basically, that's why I'm producing the movies, because that's what I'm doing, you know. It's the confidence, and I think that's what acting is, really, just confidence. And if you've got that, I think you can do anything.
Wow.
Really.
Fantastic. So. And then...
Same. I didn't go to drama school either. I'd done 2 weeks at the National Youth Theatre and then ended up getting my first job, so I didn't need to like go back. So I was really lucky. Really lucky.
And you're so pretty in that. Yeah.
No, straight go, guys. It's the only ones I do.
And when you audition, because I just think it must be so frightening, because you can do it really well at home, and then when you do it in front of, you know, you've got the director and producer, you kind of go, oh, I can't forget, you know, the lines.
Was it hard to remember your lines?
Yeah, there was a lot of lines, and we worked really long hours. It was really tough script to do, loads of dialogue, but it was wicked. We had such a good laugh.
It was really fun.
And who else is in? What are the cast?
Oh wow, a lot of cast. We've got Tom Sizemore from Save It Private Ryan. We've got Bai Ling from Crank.
Wow.
We've got loads from all walks of life.
I've
got Lee from Steps. I've got
Sunita
in the film.
Wow,
Sunita.
We've got honestly, it's just an endless cast. We've just, you know, that's what we've done.
Ricky Raymond,
yeah.
I love Ricky.
You've got a real good... Oh, wait, I see there's a Towie person in there. I was just working with a Towie person.
I suppose you don't know about Towie.
No.
So it's all new to you.
So Towie, so Ricky, is he anything like Dan from Towie?
Well.
He's got more of a beard.
He's got a bit of muscles, let's say.
Ricky's
cute. This is a great cast, though. It's a lot of big names.
You've got a lot of cameos as well, then. So if you've got... I mean, that is like, I know the Steps. Do they have cameo roles? Are they playing themselves?
No, they're actually playing. Lee's done actually 5 films before, funny enough, and
God.
I met him for a producer friend of mine. And then someone goes to me, speak to Lee. So I got him on board, and he's brilliant. He plays actually a Venom, kind of a, what's the best, crackhead, basically.
Yeah.
Kind of a used up, washed up drug guy found in an alleyway. So he plays it really well.
Wow.
Really well.
They
so it's different,
like
it's out
characters.
Of the box.
When does the movie come out?
On Monday.
Yay.
We have our Leicester Square premiere on Monday.
Are you here?
I'm just moving to London.
I think you should move to London.
I know, you've still not been back yet.
I'm not going home. I'm just
going
to stay. Naturally,
you're coming with me. Now, what have you done previously acting-wise? Did you start young or was it just... Is this your first big...
I was 17 when I started. I used to do EastEnders for 5 years I've done.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 years, and then just come out and started doing films. So I'm really enjoying it.
It's very different to the movies.
Yeah, 100%. It's when you're filming a soap, it's constant. It's really busy. But when you go to a film, it's sort of loads more laid back. You've got loads more time, and you're just kind of like, oh, lovely. So like to start from like that, it's just nice to go into films. It's a lot more slow, you've got a lot more time on your scenes and stuff. Yes. So
because I always worry about the hanging around.
I always worry about the remembering the lines. I feel like in the movies, because I've been on TV for 10 years, they'll always say to me, like, how do you feel about doing movies? I'm like,
the lines.
I don't know.
You know what it is?
I can't even remember my phone number.
You run it through with your colleagues. You run it through. You practice and practice. And
okay.
It becomes easy, doesn't it?
Yeah. If you mess it up, you can just do it again.
Kind of like reality shows. Yeah, the more you feel confident, you get comfortable.
Of course, that's exactly it.
And if not, you just blame the other person. Just look at them with this and sort of look, like, say something.
But are people either naturally good actors, do you think? Or you've either got it or you haven't?
I think it's a lot down to confidence, really. If you're a confident person, it's a natural flair, isn't it, really? If you're shy and timid, I guess it's a lot harder.
What about if you're playing something that is so not you? So, like, I always say if there's going to be, like, a movie like Bad Boys, you know, I could play the bad girl in it easily. But if you ask me to be, like, the nice girl or the sweetheart or
I could do it.
Oh, girlfriend, bye.
You're so nice to me. Listen, I met Natalie on Jeremy Vine's show, and she was just like an angel. And I thought you were going to be this badass.
I have a nice side. But I feel like playing a role that you're not... that's not you, something completely the opposite, would be really hard.
That's what I think every actor wants to do, is show their
versatility.
If you got offered any role and you want to play something different, you do it.
That's very big in Hollywood. A lot of my celebrity friends that do movies, they always seem to get typecasted. Yeah. And that can be hard to get out of that role.
That's what happened to me. That's why we started to do things.
I love acting.
I'm really excited.
Next film.
I did EastEnders a long time ago.
So what's the name of it again?
Dead Ringer.
Okay, and the premiere is Monday.
Yeah.
And we've all got to go and see it.
Definitely.
Okay. Monday. Oh, guys, it's so good to see
you.
You must come in again.
I'm excited.
When we've got longer, because as you can
see, it's crazy in here, girls.
But look forward to seeing you Monday, and best of luck with the movie.
Best of luck. Congratulations.
So good to see you.
Thank you.
And now, because we have got so many guests coming up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So are we allowed to reveal the guests? You know them very well. You were in a little house with them for quite a while.
So we do have some of the Celebrity Big Brother guests here.
Shall we reveal? Who? Or shall we keep you waiting? Let's keep them waiting.
Woo!
Thank you, ladies. That's the trailer.
Bar Radio. My goodness, what a busy radio show. I don't think I've known anything like it. Natalie Nunn is my co-host.
It's been amazing.
I don't want you to leave. Stay.
I'm staying. I told you guys I want to like buy a house here.
Are you going to stay?
I love London.
Well,
I
love
leave.
You.
Oh.
I was so upset when you went out first. Oh, I actually had
were you really?
No, I have to say, I'll be honest, I thought you'd be hard about the wet seat, but we'll talk about that because she's in the room. It's Chloe Haley, and we've got the one and only. Here she is.
Here she is.
It's Ben. We love you, Ben.
Hello, Miss You White.
Yeah, I feel so honoured to have you all here.
We're blessed. Yeah. We're blessed to be here.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're out and still kicking after that house. What can I ask you? Seriously, what is it like for us that don't know? Is it really, does everything magnify? Is everything weird? What's it like?
I think it's absolutely nuts. Nuts, I like using that word, nuts. But all I'm saying is, it's like everything is magnified. And it's so surprising how quickly your body gets used to it. They take time away from you. They take everything away from you. You become dependent on Big Brother. And I felt like I was at school again. And
really?
I was always getting in trouble.
I mean, do you forget the cameras are on you? Do you forget that?
No, you can't forget that. I mean, that I was like, oh. I mean.
No, especially when they're going
zzz. They're moving.
Could you feel it?
Oh, you could. Yeah. Which was very different than any reality show I've ever done. We actually have cameramen in the room, standing there on every show. It's like a mic man with the boomer is over us. And then you have the cameraman in front of us. So this time I walk in, I'm like, we don't ever see anyone else but each other. That was weird. And we had to do our mics ourselves. We were never allowed to touch any of our mics or anything on any other reality show I've been on.
Have you had that since you got out, though? Like, every time I wake up, I'm like, where's my mic? Where's my mic? I'm trying to put my mic back on, I am.
Because they would say that. This is Big Brother. Make sure all housemates have on their mics.
Well, let me tell you, before you went in the Big Brother house, Jermaine, on his way in, popped in here.
Oh.
And he told us, live on the radio, he was going to be a really good boy and wanted to show the public that he was no longer this naughty boy image. So
he is a good boy.
Chloe, how do you feel? Because actually, You were a bit upset when he was just saying it's Bance, weren't you, at the time? You were a bit shocked because you didn't know he was married, yeah. Natalie.
Yeah, it was frustrating because me and him know it's not just banter. So when he just kept brushing it off as that, I know it's to protect his marriage at the end of the day. So,
but you were quite shocked he was married, right?
I was so shocked, yeah, because in the house he would just...
I was shocked, and I know
he didn't tell anyone. You know, he kept it
top
secret.
We always shocked, you know. Bless him.
I think, but you know what was so hard for me was that I came into this really not knowing any of the celebrities from the UK. Mm. So I was so caught off guard. Mm. I really didn't know if someone was really married or not. I really had no idea why people didn't have on. I really was confused.
When you kept saying, "I don't know, why don't you want to talk about it?" And
I don't
no
know
one
what
did.
Was going on.
But I mean, there were a few rucks. There was one with the wet chair we have to talk about because you're both in the room. No wet chair tonight. No, you're happy with this chair, Natalie?
Yeah, my chair's not wet over here, so I'm okay.
Because, I mean, do little things start going big? I mean, is that what it's like?
Yeah, for me.
You're a bit upset, weren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. She mentioned it a few times and I ignored it at the start, and then eventually I just snapped back, and then that's when he got into an argument. But I actually sat on the chair because I was talking to Gabby, and then she thought I did it purposely. And like, there's a lot of misunderstandings in the house, and that's when things like escalate because people don't understand what's happening, and it just yeah. becomes a big argument.
Like Jermaine forgot he was married.
Yeah.
I mean, would he be your type if he was single? Because you seem to get on very
yeah, we
well.
Got on really well, and yeah. that's why I said I'm still talking to him outside because I'm not going to just completely ignore one of my housemates. I still lived with them for 2 weeks, so I don't want to hold grudges against anyone, even though what he did was wrong. But then I'm getting like pictured going into a hotel when everyone was there, which is really frustrating because I will never see him in that way after finding out that he was married. So
yes.
It's just not like right to be pictured of him when everyone was staying at the hotel and people are getting the wrong idea, and then it's turning on me, and it's just not nice.
So, and you forgive him for all of that? It's kind of misleading you, shall we say. Do you forgive him?
Ooh. Silence.
Frosty silence.
Come on, girl.
No.
There's nothing to it really anymore, so I'm not just going to hold a grudge, like I said. So there's nothing I can do really. Then we still live together for 2 weeks, and I got on really well with him, so I'm just going to treat him as a friend. And if there's any group reunions, then that's fine.
Then that's fine.
No more writing in little boxes.
No.
Right?
Tell you what, Lizzie, we do like a group reunion. That was
but Ben, you had a tough time before you went in the house. Lots of I mean, Natalie wouldn't have known about your past, but you know, you had your ex-wife that's constantly selling stories and trying to.
Well, it's Nat's new best mate, isn't she?
No. So she did reach out to me,
and
I actually went to dinner with her. I was the first one out of the house, so when I came out, they're all still in there.
Yeah.
Living up the, you know, Celebrity Big Brother dream. And I'm out here, they like threw me to the wolves. I'm stuck in London and I'm getting all these messages from everyone. And I'm like, okay. And then Stephanie reached out to me and I felt like, oh my God, well, maybe she deserves an explanation on what's going on in the house. And then I met up with her and it was just chaos. It was just chaos. Lizzie, it's been chaos.
Wow.
But with all due respect, I do want to say that Ben is a really good guy.
He is.
And there's always two sides to every story. And hearing some other sides and then knowing Ben, I honestly feel for him. I really do. I feel like he's going through a hard time in his relationship world. And, like, you know, so you got to, some guys, you know, take things differently and they're a little more sensitive. And I think with Ben, when it comes to relationships with people, he is very vulnerable.
No, and an amazing a sweet, guy. He's got a softy sweet. Heart. Yeah.
I'm a Pisces, and all.
You are a Pisces.
Sensitive soul.
And a little bit taken in. We'll have to mention a Roxy. You were a bit taken in with her, though.
No, I was. I was taken in with her. But again, like, I looked, you know, again, we clicked. I can't, I'll admit that. Mm. And there was a connection. And all I'll say is, when I looked into the little one's eyes, like, you know what I mean? You can see a little bit of a lost soul there. I'm a little bit of a lost soul. Mm. So that's what makes you attract, I suppose. Mm. But I just think, like, you know, I think everyone now should just, you know, yeah, get I on agree. With it all. And I think that's what Ryan would want. I think we all want that as a house.
Put it to rest.
She's been punished, bless her. Leave her be and let her go and
get some help.
Yeah, too, right.
And I feel herself out.
I think we all need to. Do you know what I mean? And just let it be.
But Ben, everyone knows he's so happy. You're probably the happiest person.
He's always smiling, isn't he?
He was so cute last night. We had a reunion. We went out, and he all of a sudden we're in this club, and there was a stage. And I kid you not, Lizzie, it goes. All I hear is we just sat down at our VIP table, and I hear, and next on stage, Ben from Celebrity Big Brother. I was like, wait, what? I'm looking to the left. I'm looking. I'm like, where's Ben? He's on stage. Putting on a show in front of this whole club, and it was so cute.
Because you guys, if you don't know, all went out last night to my favourite restaurant, my friend's own, Mr. Chow's in Knightsbridge, which is amazing.
Oh, it was so good.
Isn't it good? The food's good.
Oh, God. And let's all thank Kirstie Alley.
Kirstie,
she took us to dinner, and she flipped the bill, girlfriend.
Let me tell you,
cheers
to you, Kirstie.
Cheers, literally, cheers.
I've got to admit, Nat, like, bless her, I'm off to LA in the next couple of weeks. She's got me a part in a movie.
Ben, you got a part in a movie. Kirstie's got your
part. Kirstie's put a little part in a movie. And they wanted a crazy Englishman. I went, well, here she is.
Here she is. Well, hold on. Let's not just say thanks to Kirstie, because I have made a few phone calls for our other co.
for Chloe.
Yes, for Chloe. And she'll be off to America to do reality shows as well.
Oh, yeah. Right.
As long as we don't get pictured outside, I'll make you for dinner at Mr. Cow's.
So, Chloe, would you like to do reality TV in the States? Is that something are you going
to
do?
I love America, and I would love to do it out there. And I think I've been thrown into the hardest reality TV show you could imagine, like being in a house with nothing to do. Like, anything else would be like great, you know, what, like, I'm a Celebrity, it's like the Jungle was a good experience, but being stuck in a house is you can't get much worse than that. So I think I started from the hardest.
You did. I mean, what are the American reality shows like? What are you thinking for Chloe?
I'm thinking something more along like the Jersey Shore line. So they have this really big show that just started with the production company that created Jersey Shore. They created Pauly D, Snooki, all of them. They have a new one called Flora Bama Shore. And it's the same company, and I've worked with them on multiple projects, and I have made a few calls for Chloe, and they love her.
Chloe,
they would love Chloe to come.
Is Jermaine gonna? Because there's an American football club, LA Galaxy. No.
I don't think they'll let him play with an ankle bracelet on though in America.
He don't need bless an ankle bracelet to play, does he?
Peggy, what's up?
Bless
her. So Ben, and you're going to be an actor. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I've done a bit, of classes and that. So I thought, you know what? Let's put it to use. And do you know what I mean? Fortune favours the brave. So let's go and have a little play.
And you've got Kirstie Alley. Who's going to be?
She's my director. She's my direction, isn't she? You know what I mean? But bless her, she was always directing me in the house. I just wish she'd direct me away from Roxy now and again.
Well, I have to say, Kirstie kept out a lot of the rows, and so she sort of sat back, didn't she?
She played it really safe. She was good. I mean, she
boxed clever,
again,
didn't she?
She's very clever, and she's older, and she's a vet in the game. Maybe not in the reality TV world, But I think she did a really well job in there. She participated in everything. She held her own. I mean, I don't know her age exactly, but she's an older woman, and she did her thing in there.
And she's super humble as and well. Yeah. For her status, she just doesn't act like that.
I told her that last
all.
Night. I was like, we didn't get along in the house. But in all actuality, we have different views. And I think
politically,
political.
With the Trump. You were trying to reel her in with
I was
the Trump.
Trying to get her with it. She really held her composure. And she was okay about it. She was like, we all come from different views, different backgrounds. Yes, I like Trump. Natalie doesn't. But that's not going to hold us from, like,
did
going
it put
to dinner.
You off, though, before you went in? You knew she was a Trump supporter before you went in. Do you think that's put
that's
me off,
Kirstie? That's a big thing in America right now. And that's what I was... And she is one of the A-list celebrities that was very vocal being a Trump supporter. So it was known. I mean, it was known all over Hollywood.
Wow.
And so we knew that. And I knew that. And I was like, oh, I'm coming for her.
But now, all I can say is... On the eviction night, you had a back, and you know what it is.
Yeah.
American woman!
Hey!
Is what I need.
Yes!
I'm singing too.
Yeah, we danced last night to that song, me and Ben.
We need an American woman in our lives, don't we?
Well, you see, I think Celebrity Big Brother, when they did that wall thing, I thought they know what they're doing because they knew your view.
Oh, they knew. And I mean, you know, it was okay. I mean, it was a game show. Mm. And again, like, there is a woman, I mean, a winner, and someone comes out winning, right? So, I mean, I didn't have a strategy. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be me. But I think everyone that was in the top final played a really good game. They did what they were supposed to do.
It's weird, isn't it, when you look back at it?
Yeah.
Like, you look at how it is, and I was thinking, I don't know, I just feel like my journey probably ended a little bit too soon.
Yeah.
But I can't help myself. I need to get myself to Specsavers, I'll admit it. But
yeah. You've got a soft heart. That's the thing with you, Ben.
I'm not scared to love, though, am I, Liz? You know, Lizzie, you know what I mean?
You fall very quick.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But it's a sweetness in it.
But in the end, do you regret anything?
Like, everyone that got involved in something is the one to be evicted.
Yes,
that's true.
If you, I did say that. If you stayed out of everything,
And
you barely spoke, you could win Big Brother. But
boom!
If you were involved in anything, or that's outspoken, it. Or any big of a really, really big personality, you're out first.
All I say is, if not yourself, who can you be? And that's it. You've
got to,
I mean?
Be yourself. Cheers, I agree to that.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
That's your new song. Right, we're going to have a quick song, a little track, and then we've got more because there's some questions coming in that I need to ask you.
Yay! Yeah.
Woo, baby.
Yeah.
I've been hearing symphonies. Before all I heard was silence, a rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now your song is on repeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a love song on the radio.
show, Lizzie. It's a heart show. Now, Tilly Nunn.
Speaking of heart, though, I have a quick question for Ben.
Okay,
I need to know, how was this kiss that I'm hearing about from this girl named Meg Matthews? Are you guys like, who's this girl? I swear, I got like tweets about it. They're like asking me to ask you about this girl named Meg Matthews. I'm like, who's that?
Oh, she's a friend of mine.
On our show.
She's a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
There's a band called Oasis. She was married to Noel Gallagher.
Oh.
Ben, I don't know. Ben, over to you. I can't help you with this one.
Who is she? I got a tweet right now that just said, ask Ben about Meg Matthews.
I think Meg's a very, very lovely woman, and... yeah, we had a bit of a kiss and a cuddle, but Benny gets it. Oh, here he is. He's back.
Ben, you are stressing me out. So I can only back you up so much.
This was at the after party, which we Benny
boy.
She's a lovely girl.
She is a lovely, lovely woman. And hopefully we're going to do a few press ups together soon. You know what I mean? Not like that. I just mean like, you know. She says she could do 50 press ups.
Oh, really?
I don't believe her.
She's very fit.
Okay.
I know that.
Ben actually every day in the Celebrity Big Brother house put on a workout. He was really good. He had us all in there working out, and so I'm sure you're into girls that have, you know, a little fitness.
No, Meg, I think Meg's could be too fit for you. I don't know whether you keep up.
What
do you think? Well, though she's incredibly fit.
She is. Honestly, she can put her legs over red. I'm just saying. No, she should. Benny boy.
Ben, I can only save you so much.
No,
what?
Ben, can I just say, you're in enough trouble.
I can only save you for so many times. I've literally saved your ass so many times.
Okay, there's a few. Yes,
love you, Meg.
Yes.
Same.
Text from Noel Gallagher's just gone.
Oh, no. Sorry.
No. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'll just say, don't look back in anger. No, sorry.
I'm getting tweets, though, because I said I was down here. I said who I was with, and they're like, ask Ben about. I'm like, oh, my God, who is Meg Matthews? It's cute, though.
She's a very good friend.
She's a lovely, lovely, very, very fit woman.
Oh, okay.
Very soft. Very soft.
Ben, shush.
Sorry, I'm just saying. Sorry, right. Next.
I don't think you are soft.
Hold on.
Right, this is yes or no questions. Okay, this is from Nigel Phillips.
Oh.
Chloe, would you date Jermaine if he was in the outside world? Yes or no?
If he was single, yes.
Oh, that's good answer.
Oh. Well, it may be soon, because I don't have the match to act.
So you fancy him. Like, he is a good guy, though.
We really got on in the house. And
he's a good fella.
I spent most of my time with him.
And you did a nice little, when you were playing that game, when you did a little kiss, and I thought, oh, I feel the chemistry there.
They were fun. They actually had a good time together in the house.
And Jermaine, he just wants to dance. He just loves to dance. He's got some dance moves, I'll tell you, bless him.
Ben.
Oh no, please, you can't
believe it.
Sorry. I've been chucked under a bus.
Totally, chucked. Yeah. You chucked Meg under one.
Sorry, miss. Sorry.
Oh. Sorry, miss. Right, the question, Julie Childs. Did you truly fall for Roxy?
I look into your eyes, I did, yeah. Do you know what? And in my life, I've had women always trying to put me in the corner. And one thing about Roxy, or Roxo, as I used to call her, like, she actually brought me out. And you know when everyone says, stop, Ben, man, that's enough. You're too loud. You're doing me head in. Mm. She went, carry on. And I just thought that was proper. And I just, I don't know. Was she playing a game with me? I don't know. I just feel like probably I was her vessel, you know. And my dad was shouting at the TV going, Ben, turn your head again.
But your dad was. You should see what I was doing.
Oh, I love you, Liz. I know. I was worried. What do I do? I get myself into all sorts of... Sorry, Meg, again. It's doing me head in now.
You're going to have more trouble.
Oh, no. I'm going to have loads more trouble.
Now, Roxy, they were asking, Nigel, why do you think you went out first? You're honestly... And do you think maybe being so outspoken was the downfall?
I feel like... Like Ben said, be yourself. I'm always going to be Natalie Nunn on every show that I've ever been on. That's what's gotten me this far in my career. I think at this point, every time I get booked for a reality show or anything I do, they know what they're going to get. They're going to get the outspoken one. they're going to get the person that what everyone at home is thinking, I'm going to say it. So if I changed and if I was trying to be someone that I wasn't, it wouldn't be accurate. And then maybe I wouldn't get booked for any more reality shows because they're expecting me to be me. At this point.
Kiddo, you're you. And I tell you what, last night, kiddo, you were you. You know what I mean?
It all depends on what they air. It depends on what they air. There were so many arguments, so they probably chose to air all of the arguments.
But there
was
a lot of fun times.
There
were great times.
Oh, we had some fun times last night.
We had a lot of fun in the house. I mean, I know at this point that these shows are probably 2% of everything we did in the house that's going to air. And I know what I'm going to be portrayed as. And I'm not okay with it all the time, but I feel like with the British public, I felt a little bit more, only because this is my first time over here, and this is a very different world than where I come from in the reality world. I felt like I got more slack than I've ever gotten before.
Can I just say one thing? Right?
Don't make
you're proper.
Oh, she's
and
real.
That's all I, you are real and you're proper. And when I say that, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And however you're portrayed or you feel you're portrayed, be honest, you're a proper girl. You know what I mean?
You
know,
Chloe, what do you have to say? Because did you, like, came for Chloe?
We haven't spoke about him yet. Hard D.
Because
I know he snored a lot, but
Lizzie, I felt him. I felt him on my neck and my thigh.
Yeah. But did you feel, like, comfortable with? You had a few rucks.
So it was really hard to live with him, and this is what's really interesting. It was a nightmare to live with him, but when I got evicted first, I actually got sent to the hotel and I could watch the show. And he was amazing.
He's
to
a cool
watch.
Geezer, isn't he? Uncle H. I had him. I'll be honest. Uncle H, I had him all the way. Do you know why? Because he just says it how it is.
Yeah.
But I never voted for him or anything. I just thought he was brilliant.
I think a lot of people took him for granted. Like, he'd cook for us every day. He'd make that his sole purpose, and then people would still vote him out. So I think towards the end, he thought, I'm going to get voted out whatever I do. I might as well be mean to people.
I lived his dreams. Lizzie, I lived his dreams.
Oh, and you know
what? That's all I'm saying. Six days, I lived that man's dreams.
We lived yours, and I can't tell you guys, you're not going to believe this, but we need to play a song because it's goodbye time.
No!
It's time to go!
Oh, God, it's the end of the show! Oh, no way!
Let me just say thank you to my wonderful guests.
Thank you for having me. And my amazing co-host.
I adore you.
You too, Lizzie.
I can't wait to see you. See you in LA.
Yeah, LA, baby.
LA, baby.
Here she is.
We're coming. Here she is.
Woo!